Welcome to the February 10th edition of KSC News. I'm Savannah Balkin. On Tuesday, February 9th, New Hampshire voted in its 100th primary. Donald Trump won the Republican side while Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic side. According to the Keene Sentinel, Sanders won in every town in the area over Hillary Clinton. Keene State College junior Catherine Vaccaro says if college ended up being free, people would be more inclined to go to college because there wouldn't be so many restraints on if they could afford it. Heather O'Brien reported on students' feelings on the idea of free college tuition and thoughts on student debt.
Roger Weeks, I'm a senior.
I think you would see a lot more spending. I think you would see a lot more kids engaging in the economy post-grad, because what happens is you're drowning in loans and you don't have any money to go shopping. So many kids are held back and they're in debt and they're not able to help the economy, you know, flow. So I think lowering the education costs will just really boost the economy in the sense of like more people participating in it. And that's the economy. It's participation in people exchanging money.
My name is Catherine Vaccaro. I go by Kat. I am a junior. The cost of college sort of affects my education by, I mean, if I'm being totally honest, making me go to class on time, since like each class is like $500, like comparatively. So it makes me think, like, if I ever feel lazy or tired, it's like I'm paying for this, I should go and do this. If college ended up being free, I feel like a lot of people would be more inclined to go to college because there wouldn't be so many restraints on if they could afford it, and if they can't afford it, then they don't feel like they can do anything else in life.
Morgan McGurn, I'm a junior. I think it would eventually help out, but at first it's obviously going to have a negative effect, having to erase all the debt from multiple students all over the country.
Recently, I reported on students as well as KSC faculty to discuss presidential candidates campaigning for free college tuition.
Mallory Pierce, I'm a junior. I don't think college should be free because looking back, I learned so many skills that I would not have had if like college was given to me. And I also feel that if you make college free, the standards of education are going to be lowered because there's going to be no way to fund any department.
I'm Daniel L. Petrie, and I'm the interim vice president for financial planning.
How would they pay for it? How would they structure it? Who would be eligible? How much would we be talking about in terms of this subsidy or assistance available to individuals? Would it be for individual students to choose any major they wish, or would there be only certain majors that would be eligible?
Heather Aldrich. I'm a senior. I'm definitely for it. I don't know. At the same time, I think it's basically just allowing the same people to continue to get ahead and, like, their children and everything, and not this whole section of society who, you know, hasn't had that opportunities because of money or whatever.
Sam Pineau talked to students about getting big money out of politics.
My name is Caroline Stapleton, and I think it's important to get big money out of politics so that the other 99% of us are heard.
Courtney Duceblon, and I'm with the Bernie campaign. So in short, big money in politics basically controls all of the election. Big money in politics is funneling money into candidates' campaigns. In the long run, if their candidate happens to win, they could essentially have their political backing.
My name is Callum Price, and I think it's important to get big money out of politics because it can buy elections and it's not a fair system.
My name is Bridget Hartnett, and I think big money should be taken out of politics because it will not allow big corporations to donate huge donations to these political campaigns, and it'll all be fair for everyone.
I'm Cassidy Kerr. I'm co-president of Democracy Matters, and it's important to get big money out of politics so that no one can buy votes, so that everyone's voices actually matter instead of super PACs being able to buy out big policies.
Joe Barbesco talked to students about their opinions of the cost of college.
Talking about is making public colleges and universities tuition free.
Sydney Little, I'm a junior at Keene State College. Well, like I said, I think that debt-free tuition and just free tuition would be a good push, and I think when it comes to the Democratic candidates, a lot of people are talking about it right now, and it's kind of, there's a lot of chatter around it when it comes to the election right now, and especially people like Bernie Sanders is talking a lot about tuition-free education, and that's something that I would really like to see, and I'd really like to see more of the Republican candidates talking about it too, because it's something that's I think one of the biggest problems facing our country right now, because people can't afford an education, and the workforce is suffering from it.
Brendan Callery, junior at Keene State College. On average, college costs, like, over 4 years, like, $100,000. Like, that's insane. Even, like, this should be an affordable education.
My name is Kathleen Dougherty. I am a Keene State College student that works at the LP Young Student Center. There have only been very few handfuls and select candidates that have even said that college tuition is a problem in the first place. With the inflation that started in the 20s, 30s, 40s, college debt has only been increasing, which means that once we get into the work field, we're not really going to be able to give back and pay the Social Security to like help fund everyone else. But acknowledgement is the first place, and education on their part.
I'm Savannah Balkin, along with Sam Pinot, Heather O'Brien, and Joe Barbesco. Thanks for listening to this edition of KSC News.